Today, President O'Binbag, sorry, I mean Obama, congratulated Lord Snooty, otherwise known as David Cameron, for a magnificent Olympic event. What exactly Prime Minister Cameron did in the Olympics is a mystery, but psychopaths love congratulating themselves. This week, we went to the Vegetarian Bean Feast and Guinness Festival. We now go live to the reporter on the spot. Come in, Ivor Biggin, are you there?
Could someone open the window, please?
We may go back to that report later. A local authority has been accused of honesty. This startling accusation was made today whilst in the council offices Mrs. Gormless accidentally dropped 5p on the ground and was allowed to pick it up without being fined. Later, a council spokesman said this startling accusation is a slur on the council's character. People have come to expect the high levels of corruption that we provide. To accuse us of honesty is not only disgraceful, but we take this personally. Many councillors and committee members have worked hard over the years receiving backhanders, cash in brown envelopes, and contributions for their pensions. To accuse these upstanding corrupt individuals of honesty destroys the many hours of hard work they're put in on their behalf. And our next report. Is bullshit contagious? And could it be contributing to high levels of CO2 taxes? This week, bullshitometers were flicking into the red when BBC propaganda announced Britain was coming out of the recession and unemployment is dropping. Not only has this announcement contributed to high levels of CO2 taxes, but also many people believe it, proving bullshit is contagious. But fear not, a new bullshit repellent has been developed and should be on the market soon. Tests have shown that just one spray can give up to 6 hours bullshit protection. Also effective against passive bigotry, estate agents, used car salesmen, and politicians. Is your local authority allowing a retail monstrosity or high-density housing estate to be built near you, regardless of local opposition? Well, did you know developers now have to pay around £3,000 per bedroom for every new property built? In addition to this, the council can expect to receive a considerable sum from council tax, plus income from other amenities. Little wonder councils allow rampant development without a care in the world for the views of local residents. Developments are very lucrative for councils, so it's in their interest to give them the go-ahead. A few years ago, in southeast England, a large retail chain decided to build one of their outlets in a little village. The council didn't even bother to notify the residents, but lied to everyone by stating they did. Nowadays, hiding future developments from residents has become an art, so watch out for those hidden developments. Stay tuned for more reports soon. This concludes the news for today.